Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Kaya Biz. With Gugulethu Mfuphi
on Kaya FM 95.9.
Insights there on that feature. We continue now, and our entrepreneur on the move this afternoon is Khumotso Sediyane, MD at Kabane Majestic Consulting. Now, Kabane Majestic Consulting is a black female-owned software development company that specializes in delivering complex and interactive customer-facing software, which includes but not limited to mobile applications and websites. Now, what sets them apart in the industry is their innovative delivery model that is centered around user research and experience design. Khumotso, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Sumitra.
I think maybe you need to break down some of this. I mean, there's quite a few terms here that can be very confusing. Maybe let's just start with what exactly you do. What's agile software development and consulting?
Okay, so basically what we do, we build software and we use the Agile framework as a support to build the software. And basically within that framework, there's a couple of things that we use that help us build the software that is delightful to our customers. So one of the things that we do is basically our software is centered around user research. So before we build that piece of software, we make sure that we interact with the users and make sure that whatever it is that we are building is relevant and appropriate for those users. And then we build the user experience around those customers as well. So whatever it is that we build it to be delightful to your customers. So not only is it going to be functional in terms of being able to do what is expected to do, but it's also going to cause that sense of delight to your customers, and they would want to use it more frequently. That's basically what it means in layman's.
Okay. Yes. So who's your, do you have a specific target market? I mean, take me through some of your clients.
Right. So the team that that we work with, so we call ourselves the Majestics. So the Majestics are actually very ambitious and they are very courageous. So we don't have a specific industry that we work in. We actually work in whatever industry that has those courageous CEOs and CFOs and CTOs who want to build these amazing pieces of software or things that have actually never been built or are considered to be very complicated. And you know, usually when I describe what KMC does, I usually say, you know, if you can think of Cake Boss, you know Cake Boss on TV?
Yes.
We are the Cake Boss of software development.
Ah.
So regardless of what you want, we can do it. We can build it. No matter what the complexity is, we are the guys who can do it for you.
Okay. So, I mean, it's interesting that you have Majestics and you call yourself Majestics, and it seems like you have lots of females within the company. It's quite impressive because technology is still very male-dominated.
Yes. And as an organization, we've actually made a very conscious decision to be biased towards women.
Okay.
And even more so the guys at KMC are very much more biased towards women as well. We seek to actually create an environment that encourages a safe space for women. So you are allowed and you are encouraged to be a woman, be who you are, go through the stuff that you're going through, be a magoti, be a mother, be a wife, but be a technologist as well. And we will create that space for you as well within the organization.
I love that. But did you face any challenges? Because, you know, there's always the stereotype. There's always that apprehension. I mean, you know, for instance, if you want the typical financial advisor, people tend to want to go to somebody older because they have more experience. Why not go to someone younger? Was that a challenge for you as, you know, with getting clients to trust you as a female led company as opposed to men in the same space?
I think it was actually much more difficult for me as I was growing up and growing in my career in IT, because I also come from an IT background as well. So I just kind of happened to end up on the operational side of the company where I run the company. But it was much more challenging in that space. But I found that as I grew older, maybe it's an age thing that they felt.
Sadly, all of these things come with age, yes.
Yes, maybe it's an age thing. So I've never really experienced that. But what I have experienced with the ladies who work at KMC is that they, even the guys, they have seen that happen. And what I love about the guys at KMC is that the guys will stand up for the ladies. And they will say to the client, I think Nomcebo wanted to make this point. Please allow her to speak her mind. So they will make sure that they give that lady space. That safe space, they will actually go out of their way to create that safe space for ladies at KMC as well.
But from the client side, I mean, are you finding that they're changing their mindsets on how they look at women and are respecting women in this field?
I think I see that slowly happening. Definitely, I do see it happen. It's not as fast as it should happen. But there is a change. I mean, there has been, when I think of some of the engagements that I've had with the client, where I've said to the ladies, you know what, I'll take a step back and I need you to take a lead. I'll be around just to support you and I need you to take a lead. And I've seen that change. But what I've noticed is that it comes easier for the guys to get acceptance than it does for the ladies to get acceptance at the client side. So the ladies have to work a little bit harder. But what I love about KMC is that the guys would then support them, you know, which it would have been great if most companies had a similar kind of structure in place. Yeah.
It sounds like you have a great team. How do you, I mean, and you, you, there's quite a few demands placed on you. I mean, this is serious. I mean, if the technology fails, it becomes a real problem, and your business is designed on making everything easier and creating that enjoyable experience. How do you foster a culture of delivery and excellence within the business?
What I love, you know, I think it was one of the quotes from Steve Jobs who said that when you hire smart people, allow them to have space to express themselves and be who they are. And I've actually seen my team do amazing things. So what I do is I actually don't run with a lot of things in the organization. The team actually runs with those things. I give them the platform and the support to do that. So we've got things like, for example, there's a lot of collaboration that happens within the organization. The team itself, there are people responsible within the organization that run with that. We have a lot of knowledge sharing sessions, for example, which also speaks to Black excellence. And the team themselves actually run those. We encourage a lot of speaking at conferences. The team runs with that. We encourage a lot of speaking at meetups and any other knowledge sharing sessions that we have. And the team actually runs with that. And we recognize them for doing that as well as the leadership of the organization. So what we've done is we've actually put a lot in the hands of the team. And they are actually running with it and doing an amazing job.
Which is great, because you're not only, you know, a development company developing software, you're developing your staff too, which is really important. It creates great, you get better productivity out of them, and innovation flows from that. Take me through some of the projects that you all are busy with.
Go into a lot of detail about the project that we're busy with. I'm sorry. Because our clients are one of the big banks, and you know.
Tell us about some of your older clients.
Okay, so I can talk a little bit about some of our older clients. So we did a bit of work with, so some of the work that we do is when we get to the clients and we start working with the client teams and they see how we work, they actually want to start working the agile way. And we call that a transformation. So there's delivery, which is building the software. And then there's transformation, which is us working with the team at the client side to help them build whatever product that they are building, but also to teach them how to work in an agile way. So there's quite a number of the what we call transformation projects that we've had at, for example, Liberty, where we worked with their teams and we built a couple of products around the robotics space with the Liberty team.
Okay.
And then we also, and we are also doing training. We are also an accredited Agile training provider, accredited by AC Agile. And we've run a lot of those training sessions. Recently, we did some training with the robotics team for Sanlam in Cape Town. And I'm just trying to think about the other projects that I expected.
But it does sound like you completely involved with 4IR. You have a very technically skilled team working with you. Well, we wish you all the luck. Thank you very much for being our entrepreneur on the move this afternoon on Kaya Biz. Thanks so much for your time.
Kaya Biz with Kokoletso Mfuphi
on Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.